86 degrees in Nashville with a flash flood warning in effect for parts of Davidson County and several counties to the south and west. Good afternoon, I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Tennesseans could see changes in who represents them in the U.S. Senate. Senator Marsha Blackburn is running for governor and Senator Bill Hagerty is up for re-election. But as WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports, Hagerty has a very good shot at hanging on to his seat.
It helps that Hagerty has no Republican challengers. The Democratic nominee is up for grabs. Four people are running. One has actually nabbed the ticket before. Memphian Marquita Bradshaw won in 2020, but ultimately lost in the general to Hagerty. And Hagerty again looks to be at a significant advantage. No Democrat is even close to fundraising as much as his $5 million in cash on hand. And for the record, no Democrat has won a Tennessee Senate seat since 1995. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Visit WPLN.org to find out more about who's running in Tennessee's August 6th primary. A new agreement means sick and disabled migrant children who rely on a last resort public health program will be able to continue receiving care while a legal battle plays out. The lawsuit was brought by three doctors represented by the Tennessee Justice Center against the state's Department of Health over a policy that threatened to report undocumented families in the program to a state agency that collaborates with ICE. Last month, a judge blocked the department from turning over that information. Now, both sides in the case have agreed to a temporary injunction that allows care to continue while the case moves forward. In addition to not reporting immigrant children who remain in the program, the agreement also requires the Department of Health to re-enroll children who dropped out after receiving letters threatening to pass their information to immigration authorities. The department must also continue annual recertification for participants in the program without considering their immigration status. What's more, it's required to send notice of the new agreement to providers and participating families in their primary language and post any future updates on its website. In a press release, the Tennessee Justice Center's executive director, Michelle Johnson, says the agreement creates, quote, vital protections for families that should never have been forced to choose between their child's health care and the fear of immigration enforcement. The agreement will remain in place until a trial or a further court order.